update for the summer, I wanted to give you guys a look into why I started the April vlog to begin with. And that was because when my sister was in her mid to late 20s, she was diagnosed with chronic cluster headaches and chronic migraines, which means she's in pain 24/7. Now, March 21st was Cluster Headache Awareness Month, or day, I should say. And there are treatments out there such as oxygen therapy. She's tried several different medications and we're still on that route. We've tried Botox. We've tried several different types of injections, things like that. Now, for my sister in particular, we haven't found anything that has worked. She's still in the process of finding something that'll work and help it, at the very least, ease the discomfort of either her migraines or clusters. This is not to say that the treatments out there that are out there don't work for anyone else. That is not true. It is just in my sister's particular case, we have yet to find something that will help her. Which is why I wanted to start the blog and get the word out there, and why it's grown so much since then. So if you are someone you know suspects of having cluster headaches, which are in itself hell, they're also called suicide headaches, not to scare anyone. But please, please, you know, don't self-diagnose. Be diligent about your doctor and telling him or her what you're experiencing, what your loved one may be experiencing, and get in to see a specialist in this area as quickly as you possibly can. Because there are treatments out there that do help people, as well as different online resources and things like that that do help people with support and help and guidance. And of course, if you just need to vent, they're there as well. They're also there for the family members. So I wanted to share that with you guys as well, of why I started the work that I do with the Abler and how much it's grown since then. So please do your research. But I also want to warn you, if you do your research and you have little ones, please don't have them in the room. It could be disturbing. And please don't panic. Go to your medical professional that you do trust and say, hey, look, we need to come up with a game plan because this is what's happening. And I need a referral if you don't specialize it in it. I need help. Please don't self-diagnose and think you can do this on your own, because you need as much support as you possibly can, especially with a condition that isn't as widely known as others. Because I guarantee you, when I first started the work with the Abler, and people were asking me why did I start the platform I did, and I told them, they immediately asked, well, what are cluster headaches? I've never heard of that. So, or they misinterpret it as just a simple headache or a migraine because it has the word headache in it. And I assure you, migraines are awful. I have them myself. Stephanie also has, that's my sister's name, also has chronic ones on top of the clusters. So, it is not your typical headache. It is something that attacks the nerves in the face. I've seen it change her whole entire face. The side of her face droops. Her eyes become bloodshot. One side of her nose starts to run. She does a self-soothing rock. She turns white as a sheet. I've never seen her whiter. She'll be in tears. So this is a very, very serious condition. And there are a lot of studies out there that people are trying to get into that it's just overwhelming. So please, educate yourself, especially if you think you or someone you love has it, and do it with your professional medical trusted advisor, because you can't do this alone. Now into the monthly topics. One second. The monthly topics for April are going to be on Tourette's syndrome. Hold on, guys, I just have to get to the page. I'm gonna do a grid search here. Alright. And what happens here with the e-sign is we embed it into our mobile website, which looks like this, and will be found on the site automatically within our blog at https://seetheable.blogspot.com. This is what our mobile site looks like. And yes, there will be a desktop version. I just don't know when that will be coming up. Hopefully, I'll work on that. See, I have a lot going on this summer. Hopefully within 2025, I'll start working on the desktop version of this. I may want to wait because I have bigger plans for the Abler in general, and we are moving out of state, so I may want to wait until we're settled to do any kind of major branding. It'll take time. So let's see, let's go to, okay, here we go. The monthly topic will be Tourette's syndrome for April, and then for May's topic, OPLL, because the only information I could find was copyrighted, and I didn't want to put myself or the platform in jeopardy. I'm going to base my research off of basic Google searches that other people have asked questions related to this condition. So it may not be as information packed as my other topics have been in the past. So for that sake alone, please consider again, if you or someone you know may or may not have this condition, to consult with a professional and have them refer you to a specialist if needed in this condition, or any other thing that we cover, no matter the topic. Okay, don't self-diagnose, don't assume anything. Please go to a professional in any topic and do your own homework, teamwork with them. Now this is for May, and then they, like I said, in April, we'll be on Tourette syndrome, and then after June 1st, when I post the next monthly topic, I will be taking a hiatus off of everything the Abler for the summer to share with you guys the final version and final book in my love story and poem series, Cherish, the paperback version, which will be coming out this summer. And then I have an ebook sale that'll be happening during the summertime as well. So I will be promoting that on the Abler platforms after June 1st, after I post the last topic for the summer. And yes, there will be an announcement about the hiatus. And then I will come back in October and start back on regular content with the Abler. You should also know I'm still working on research for the pop-up shop for a product line for the Abler. So stay tuned for that, and please be patient for that. Thank you guys so much for all the support thus far. With the Aver and sending me things, sharing things and things like that, I do appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. If you're someone who is seriously considering working with me on a professional basis, whether you would like to highlight a topic, product, or service within the Aver, or you would like promotional things done for your own platform, we do offer that as well. Just specify in the contact form that you will find within the blog itself here on the side. Hold on one second. I'm trying to find it, guys. Here it is, simple. Name, email, message, just specify in the message what you would like to discuss, paid, free service, promotional, or branding service, and I will give you the appropriate paperwork. Now, by paperwork, I mean a Google form that is not shared publicly, that is attached to anything we discuss on a professional basis, that it'll only be shared with me, and it'll help me determine whether or not you're a good fit for the platform. And I do get in touch with you within a 72-hour period to let you know whether or not we work together. And if we don't, I simply state why we won't fit. Now, if you're a platform that is strictly about political or religious views, you may want to bypass us, because I don't discuss those outright. I think there are privacy issues involved with that, and it's a very hot topic and personal one that can get out of hand very quickly. So if you are someone that deals strictly with those topics, please don't consider us. If I do have a topic that is linked to either one of the other topics, whether it's political or religious, I do say why we were highlighting this and the purpose. The resources I wanted to share with you guys for the cluster headaches that I found, in case you're in the middle of doing your own research, this is one of them. This is from the American Migraine Foundation. So, I mean, there are plenty of resources you can look at as far as doing your own research, but like I said, don't just do that alone. Please consult with a doctor and professional in this area, so that they can refer you to a specialist or a neurologist or whatever you may need. There's also several different Facebook groups you can join. This is one. Even if you're not a person with condition, but you're a loved one like myself, it's just great. It's just a great resource to see what information has been updated, if they found anything new as far as treatments go. Even if you need the support to have somebody listen and vent, there's always that. But that is pretty much it, guys. And I will see you in April with our monthly topic on Tourette's. Alright, thank you guys so much for the support. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Thank you. Bye.